The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Racing Podcast on William Hill. I'm Sam Bridges. Looking ahead to another action-packed day on Wednesday, we have racing from Hexham, Kempton, Lingfield, Leicester and Dundalk as well in the evening. Racing Radio will start from 12:20 in the afternoon with Ross Briley, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Gary Catewell, your studio team, taking you through the afternoon and the evening cards as well at Dundalk. But we're going to look ahead to three of the races on Wednesday at Leicester in the company of Mark Slater. Mark, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Sam. Nice to be here. Looking forward to some good racing at Leicester. We've got Hexham as well, so some decent racing over jumps, but it's going to be Leicester I'm going to focus my attention on.
So we're going to focus on Leicester, but just touch on a couple of issues as well. Just got the racing post in front of me here. We'll start with something down your neck of the woods, really. ARC, the arena racing company, to lay some new track at Wolverhampton, but not for another 6 months or so. There's been plenty of complaints about the track at Wolves in recent times. This the right thing for you?
I think they've probably had to do this. Yes, they've made their best efforts to try and resolve the problems they had last winter. We lost a number of meetings last year with the track unable to cope with the very low temperatures. We've had a few bad winters now. I think it's taken its toll on the track. We lost some meetings last year at Wolverhampton on occasions when the temperatures didn't really drop very low, certainly temperatures you'd expect it to cope with. And they've done their best to try and sort out problems. In September, they did a sort of partial relay of the track, but it hasn't really solved the problems. We haven't really had the temperatures this year to see if it's going to cope with the lower temperatures, but what we have found is the kickback, and it's not really improved, and a number of trainers have voiced their opinions that they're just not happy with it. Jockeys, I know, have said as well that it's just not as good as it should be. And I think they were hoping that once it just settled in and we got some rain on it, then that might help matters. But it still hasn't really improved that much. So I think they've really now, with the likes of John Gosden voicing his concerns, I think they've realised that they've got to go and actually relay the track totally.
So, some big names have come out, and that's kind of maybe just tipped it over the edge to get this relaying done, the full resurfacing.
I think so. Yeah, I think there's been a gradual increase in concern, and ARC probably hoped that the track would just settle down and sort itself out, but it's not the case. So I think they're going to put it out to tender, aren't they? And we're going to see just what develops from here. Who knows what we're going to get, really. It might be another poly track, but maybe it might be something else. So of course it used to be a fibre sand track originally when it was first put in, like Southall, and then when they relayed it they put in the poly track, which for many years has been very good indeed, but maybe it's just come to the end of its lifespan now.
So we'll wait and see what happens with the track at Wolverhampton. Just as well, Paul Nicholls in fine form at the moment, jumped to the top of the Trainers' Championship table with a fantastic five-timer on Saturday at the weekend. And he's looking forward to another big race this weekend, the big race at Cheltenham. And he's quite sweet on the chances of Grandioso. Paul Nicholls in good shape at the moment and eyeing another big race victory, but he's also eyeing as well in quite confident mood about perhaps regaining that trainer's title.
Well, yes, of course, Nicky Henderson took it last year. We'd become accustomed to Nichols landing it. But there have been quite a few changes at the Nichols yard, not only in terms of the horses. We've lost the likes of Corto Star and Denman and also, but personnel as well. Dan Skelton, Ruby Walsh now has moved on, gone back to ride principally for Mullins. So there have been changes there, and it's a time of change at the Nichols yard, but... does seem as with the way they've started this year that he's got his horses in fine form. As you say, he's got Grandioso to look forward to at the weekend, and he must have a chance of regaining the crown. But I believe that William Hill still make Nicky Henderson still a very short price favourite to land the spoils, and when he's got the likes of Simon Sigg and Sprinter Sacra still waiting in the wings, we haven't really seen them yet. Bobsworth perhaps to come back, even though you're disappointed in the big race at Haydock a few weeks ago, you'd still think that he's got the armoury really to win the crown yet again. But it's good to see the two going head to head, isn't it?
Yeah, good to see him back going head to head. But what have you made of the new look team at Ditch Heat on the tracks? So it looks like he's got some fighting recruits as well. Daryl Jacob riding well at the moment.
Daryl Jacob's riding exceptionally well, isn't he? Yeah, I've been really impressed with him. He's stepped into to Ruby Walsh's shoes. No easy task, but he's done so seamlessly, really, and I certainly wouldn't have any qualms about Daryl Jacob, and he looks like he's got a team behind him now that are set to move on again. Of course, he lost Dan Skelton, who's making his own mark now in the training ranks himself, but he's not going to be short of real good people behind him, and Nichols looks set for another really good year, but I think we've probably got the betting about right, and that Nicky Henderson really has the players in the really big races. Of course, we'll look forward to the King George, and Nichols will have Alpha off there, who's going to be a big player. But I still think with Sprinter Sacra, Simon Sigg, Bobsworth, and others, Henderson probably holds the best string.
So there you go, Mark still siding with Nicky Henderson in the trainer's title. Paul Nichols in fine form at the moment. Mark, let's look at these three races then from Wednesday's action. Three races from Leicester you've chosen for us. And we get underway with the 210 at Leicester. It's a handicap chase. The forecast prices on this 11-10, Ballybriggan, Little Chip 7-4, The Musical Guy 5-1, and Tony Dinozzo 11-1. What do you fancy in this small field?
Yeah, small field, an interesting little field. Ballybriggan, I was really impressed with when he won here recently. He carries a £7 penalty for that, but really the highlight of that performance, I thought, was his jumping. He was electric over the fences. He battled on really well to beat the Podding Shed there, and he's coming back to the scene of that success. I think the good ground that we're experiencing at the moment, he seems to relish that, and he looks a horse who I think can go on and improve and win more races. He's got that £7 penalty to carry, but the others, I've got doubts about them. Their strike rate isn't particularly good, particularly the likes of the Musical Guy, who's yet to win a race, and Tony Dinozzo, who's got, I think, one victory to his name. Little Chip's been performing quite well for Charlie Longsden, but he's probably maybe just in the handicapper's grasp at the moment. And the Musical Guy didn't run too badly last time. He was still in contention when he came down at Toaster. But I think I'd side with a horse who's really on the up at the moment, and I'll take Ballybriggan to land that one.
So Ballybriggan for Mark in the 210 at Leicester to get a second win in a row. The next race is the 240 staying at Leicester. It's a novices handicap chase, this one. Again, just look at some of the prices, the forecast prices. Son of a Gun 3-1, Unanchu 4-1 with Bertie's Desire, 5-1 the last night, and 15-2 Mr. Bricolage and the rest. What do you like in this race?
Yeah, I think Son of a Gun really caught my eye when I saw him at Warwick recently behind Al Pancho. It was his first taste of fences there, and I thought he jumped really well. Ian Williams has got his string in really fine heart at the moment, and Son of a Gun, I think, is a horse they've had problems with, but he's certainly impressed on that occasion, and he really had every chance, making a mistake at the last, but there were some fair sorts behind. And I think Son of a Gun will take plenty of beating. Un Anjou, of course, this one makes a quick reappearance, beating Mr. Muddle at Warwick recently. And he travelled like the best horse for a long way in that race. And it seemed only a matter of time, really, before he was going and win the race, and he duly obliged. Perhaps didn't win as easily as perhaps it might have looked at one stage, but still got the job done well, and he's got a bit of chasing experience behind him. So he's got to form in France as well, so he's going to be a contender. Ed Lomond won last time at Toaster. That was over the hurdles. He's back over the fences here. Sprang a 33-1 surprise there. He's had a bit of experience over fences, really still to prove himself over the larger obstacles. And fit a proper job. He's fairly consistent, but he's certainly a horse that I think is beatable. So I'll go with Son of a Gun.
And then, in the last race we're going to look at, which is the 3:10 at Leicester, 13 set to go to post here, 3-1 about Guardville on the forecast prices. Fox Club 9-2, Cloudy Bob 5-1, Fountains Fly Pass 6-1, and Billy Tyford 10-1, and the rest. Your final selection, Mark?
Yeah, it's one of the most competitive races on the card. Guardville's an interesting one down there at the bottom of the handicap for the pipe strings. Got the blinkers on for the first time and could be open to plenty of improvement. We don't know too much about him, so certainly be interesting to watch in the market. Billy Twyford was progressive last term. Eventually the handicapper caught up with him after a couple of wins, I think maybe just in the handicapper's grasp. And a couple of horses who ran well recently. Another of the pipe contenders here, Bygone Sovereign, showed an improved effort at Wincanton. And that's on his day. He's quite capable. And also another to consider there would be Zalgari, who ran quite well when defeated at Newton Abbott last time. Cloudy Bob brings winning form into the race. Won at Market Raisin last time, beating Andrea Bambaleo. That was a convincing win, but he's got more to do here. And Fountains Flypast comes back after a long break, but when last seen in action, Anthony Honeyball's runner was in fine form. It's an interesting race. You did mention as well Fox Cup, who's certainly moving up the handicap now, and he'd certainly had got the race seemingly in his grasp at Wincanton last time. Looked a little bit unlucky there. It's an interesting race. I'm going to take a chance with the unexposed Guardville, who I think, lurking at the bottom of the handicap, could be open to plenty of improvement. And it's got the first-time blinkers on. Tom Scudamore for David Pipe.
OK, thanks, Martin. If you very quickly just wrap up those selections for us, starting with the 2:10 at Leicester.
Yeah, we'll go with Ballybriggan there. That would be my most confident of the three. Really impressed with his jumping last week and expect him to follow up there. Looks a horse who I think can continue to improve and defy the handicapper. Son of a Gun is the choice in the second race. He's a horse who really impressed when second at Warwick last time, and I think he's open to improvement over fences for an informed yard of Ian Williams. And the third choice in a tricky looking handicap that rounds off the card will be the unexposed Guardville, who looks a typical pipe lurker there at the bottom of the weights.
Excellent, thanks very much, Mark, and make sure you join us for all of Wednesday's racing on Racing Radio from 12:20. Ross Briley, Alistair Whitehouse Jones and Gary Catewell bringing you all the action from Hexham, Kempton, Lingfield, Leicester and Dundalk.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.